matters of principle and your money. There are two types of matters of principle. The first type starts with you saying to your lawyer, it is not about the money. This is often about the money or comes to focus on the money as the legal action progresses. The second type starts with you saying to your lawyer something like, I know this is not a sensible course of action, but this usually involves personal insult, family honour, accusations that you are a lousy driver or not good in bed, or variations on conflicts which result in hurt feelings and a desire for revenge. Although there are lawyers who are prepared to litigate on your behalf at no charge, the payment up front business model remains the preferred method for lawyers in matters of principle. Some clients are driven to legal action by their spouses, families, or what other people think. You will find your lawyer focusing on the total cost of the proceedings rather than discussing payment plans or other forms of finance to ease the financial burden. Your lawyer will wish to discourage you if you cannot go the financial distance. Armed with the prospect of cash up front, many people understandably decide they would prefer to spend the money on a vacation or a new car. Once you've established that you do not want to spend the money, there are cost-effective solutions to consider, such as beating your enemy to a pulp or accepting that you have been shafted and getting on with your life. Of course, if you have the money, suing the pants off your enemy can be very satisfying. But if you decide on the pulp option, your lawyer will be there for you. He or she can either get you off or at least arrange a job in the prison library. I'm Paul Brennan, and that was an extract from my book, The Art of War, Peace and Palaver, The Contentious Guide to Legal Disputes.